Tuesday. All right, back to it now. My next guest, Pete Hoekstra, was an ambassador to the Netherlands during the Trump administration. He is now the chair of the Michigan Republican Party, having served 18 years in the House of Representatives. Pete Hoekstra back with me today. Pete, good to see you today.
It's a great way to start every week with Steve Gruber.
Right, way to polish me up, Pete. I appreciate that. You know, I mean, listen, flattery is going to get you everywhere. You had a pretty good week. You had a pretty good week because, look, I'm looking at the polls here of all the swing states. And I think most shocking to some of the folks, I just saw a poll out of Michigan where Donald Trump was winning by 7 or 8 points. And with that in mind, you had a chance to sit down with Donald Trump here this past week. Tell the folks about that meeting, about the strategy to win Michigan and the other swing states.
Yeah, the president's team called and said, hey, we'd like to meet with some folks from Southeast Michigan. We thought that it would be a worthwhile meeting. We think we've got a shot at winning Michigan. So come on down and talk to us about how we coordinate. So I went down with the chairperson of Oakland County, the chairperson of Macomb County, and also with a representative from the Chaldean community. Three important leaders in Southeast Michigan. The president was very engaged. His team was very engaged talking about various strategies that we can, that we need to implement to be successful in Southeast Michigan. We're successful in Southeast Michigan with those three communities. We win the state. Donald Trump is the next president of the United States. It was
great
to have the conversation.
I'm going to go back to Macomb County, his visit. I believe it was in September. I was there in person, Macomb County. He came to that auto parts manufacturer down there, did the president. And he began to sharpen his message on EVs. What a failure they would be. That was during the auto workers walkout during the strike from the UAW. He said, look, it doesn't matter what contract you get if you have no job. Doesn't matter, right? And he said, these EVs will be the death of General Motors and Ford and Stellantis. And he was right. And look what's happened since. General Motors, Ford, Stellantis backing away from that. Fisker, the electric company startup in California, is on the rocks, almost in the point of bankruptcy. It needs $200 million immediately. EVs are a disaster. He knows it. He knows it's a disaster for America and our freedom. And did he talk about that? Because I believe it's 600,000 people in Michigan that are connected to the auto industry and their suppliers that we will be the difference come November here in the state. What do you think?
Oh, I think that's exactly right. There's different numbers all over the place, but the bottom line is the automobile manufacturing industry, their home base is still Michigan. Electric vehicles require 40% less labor in their manufacturing. And so you're looking at 40% fewer automobile jobs in Michigan, 40% fewer UAW jobs in the state of Michigan. Auto manufacturing is the lifeblood of the manufacturing sector in Michigan. This is transformational, and it's transformational in a bad way for the economy of Michigan. I talked to a friend of mine from Macomb County this past week, and she came back and said the same thing. Pete, Donald Trump is going to run away with Macomb County because the tool and die folks, the machinists, they recognize what EVs are going to do. And you have this cabal of Joe Biden and Gretchen Whitmer who are spending taxpayer monies to force EVs on the U.S. automotive industry,
which nobody wants. Consumers don't want. Look, if you went for hybrids, people don't mind hybrids, but pure EVs, they don't want anything to do with hybrids. They'll have the conversation. These hybrids that charge themselves. We were in one. Ivy and I were in one yesterday from Toyota. It's a hybrid. You don't have to really plug it in very often, if ever, because it charges itself. It has 500 miles of range, some little van. I don't know what it was called. It was an Uber deal. Anyhow, we talked to the guy. He loved it. He says, it's the greatest thing ever. I got 40 miles at the gallon. I got 500 miles of range. Just loved it. But we're stuck with this pure EV nonsense. You know it won't work, and it won't work at all for Americans. Let me ask you, I want to switch topics here, Pete, because I know you watch this stuff. And I know this has people that are watching this program and listening to this program upset. $1.2 trillion, another spending bill pushed through. And what did we get in return? We don't fly pride flags at embassies around the world for America. Whoopee. The border's still open. $1.2 trillion. And then you see people like Ken Buck and others run for the door. Marjorie Taylor Greene calling for Mike Johnson's head for more chaos. Do the Republicans even have a majority in the House at this point?
Technically they have a majority. Functionally, they really don't. Down to 218 votes, they lose one or two Republicans, depending on exactly who's there for shows up for work that day. No, they don't, and they're not united. You have a wide swath of philosophy with the Republican Party. When we were there, we had a narrow majority with Newt Gingrich of around 230 votes. But what we had an inspirational leader. You may or may not like Newt Gingrich, but the guy is absolutely brilliant in terms of laying out strategy and bringing us together as a team. And we were probably more diverse in the mid-1990s than what the Republican Party is today.
But today they're fractioned. And I'm sorry, but Ken Buck and Mike Gallagher and others, Kevin McCarthy, they took my gavel away. I'm just going to quit. You are completely screwing the people. You campaigned for that job. Oh, what, the job's too tough now? So you campaigned for that. You begged people to vote for you, and now you run for the door? I'm sorry. I have no respect for that.
Yeah, I might. This might be one where I differ a little bit with you. I'll differ with you a little bit on this one, Steve. I believe that there's a strong possibility. I don't know all the facts, but I believe that Gallagher and Buck may have some personal issues in their family and back, maybe themselves, that some health issues themselves that may not, that override the decisions that.
But that's not what Buck said. I just played the soundbite from him saying, "I'm glad I'm gone. You left Friday. Any regrets? None at all. Look at these people. They can't do anything." And so, I don't know, Pete. To me, you campaign for the job, you do the job. Okay, health crisis maybe, but that's not what it was for Ken Buck. I can't say for Mike Gallagher. But what I can say is Americans are angry that another $1.2 trillion was spent. Those on the conservative side got almost nothing in return except the proverbial middle finger. Anyhow, I'll give you the last word.
Yep. I wouldn't disagree with you on this one. You got to go into these bills and be able to point out clear wins that you got, because obviously when you only control one house, you're not going to get the whole ball. But you got to get some clear wins that you can go home. There's no win on spending. There's no win on the border. There's no win across the board, and that is disappointing.
Yeah, that is infuriating. Would be another word. Anyhow, Pete, really appreciate you being here as always. Keep us in touch when you talk to Donald Trump about his strategy to win Michigan and the other swing states. That's the first step in the right direction to righting the ship, but we have to win some elections. Pete, thank you.
Yeah. Great. Thanks, Steve. Have a great day.
There you have it. All right, Pete. And I'll give him the health crisis for the people. That's not what Ken Buck just said. You just heard it. But I appreciate his point if there were that sort of thing. Anyhow. Coming up, are you prepared if it hits the fan? Are you ready? If it all hits the fan and goes sideways, what are you prepared to do about it? We'll talk about it straight ahead on the Steve Rivers Show. Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com. The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. MyPure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. MyPure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. What's CBD? Well, I can tell you this. CBD is not about getting high. It's about getting well. CBD comes from cannabis, but it's not marijuana, and it doesn't get you buzzed. It is used to manage pain, calm people, level out anxiety, and help you sleep. It also works for pets, too. It's great. CBD is here to help. And the best CBD comes from PatriotsRelief.com. PatriotsRelief.com or call 877-230-1776. Use promo code Gruber for 40% off.
Raise your health IQ on everything in school sports, from concussions to nutrition and much, much more, at the health and safety page of the MHSAA website. You can download information and take a variety of free online health courses. It's the hub dedicated to helping schools provide a healthy participation environment for student-athletes. Just click health and safety from the homepage of the MHSAA website. A message from the MHSAA promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. A message